Okay, we only have a few minutes left to just quickly touch on the extraordinary political developments across the water. And today, of course, Rishi Sunak was picking his cabinet. Were you surprised, Christopher, with some of those picks?
I'm actually fully aware of the full cabinet selection yet. No, I haven't seen it. Northern Secretary, is it Steve?
He's still the same.
It's the same.
Steve
Baker.
Considering the... I think he was saying all the right things a couple of weeks ago in terms of the approach, a more mature approach to the Northern Ireland Protocol. Look, if Rishi Sunak can bring a bit of stability to the UK, I think that augurs well for Ireland. I think we need that. I would have a bit of caution in terms of some of the comments he made in relation to the Northern Ireland Protocol and proceeding with that with the Protocol Bill and dismantling that. So that would be my concern.
I think keeping Chris Heaton-Harris and James Cleverly in those positions, I think he possibly was sending a signal that he doesn't want to rock the boat essentially there in the Northern Ireland Protocol, but obviously that'll...
Surprising that Suella Braverman was brought back.
Well, that's the biggest shock of it all, because if we are being told the truth, that is the case that she actually was sacked over a security breach and then was reinstated in her position a couple of days later. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing not a bit mind-boggling. I think, quite frankly, if I could be so concise,
Kira,
the whole thing is mind-boggling.
Can I ask you a question? Is the journalist community devastated that Boris didn't kind of...
Absolutely not. I don't think so, no.
I think... what I would hope certainly is that, you know, that there's been no question about there's been certain exploitation of the instability by certain actors, particularly in relation to Northern Ireland and stuff like that. And that's not good for anyone, you know, and they have until Friday to get things back up and moving up.
Does anyone really believe that there's any hope at all now?
I mean, no, they're not going to at all.
I have hope. I think at the end of the day, the denial of democracy in terms of the blocking of the executive, it needs to stop. And there needs to be very strong words coming in relation to that. Like, we want to see the executive up and running. Like, I mean, we've just been talking about the cost of living crisis. You know, I don't think there's been a day that has gone by in this year where we have not talked about the cost of living crisis. The DUP need to get back into the executive, and we want to be able to deliver for people.
Well, you know,
as a result, you know, but like there needs to be like
the DUP not being here. They would say they don't have a mandate to go in without having serious changes made to that protocol.
But we saw
that's what they campaigned
out.
On. And
it's 170 days now since the election, right? And people voted to have an executive up and running. That is very clearly what we want. We want to be in there. We want to be working for people, and that's where it's at. And this thing, this crack, you know, it just can't continue. And I have hope. I'm naive, but I do have hope.
Do you think that there is any chance that they will extend that deadline slightly, just given the political, you know, shenanigans and everything that's been happening, that will be used as a reason for extending the deadline slightly so that something can be done?
Perhaps, but I think what needs to really happen now is there needs to be, you know, very clear from all quarters that the executive needs to be back up and running and the DUP need to go in.
Okay, we'll take our last break.